Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Ike, it was tough recovering from that on Saturday night. And then Jack just played it again right there. I mean, what a brutal weekend for the Phillies. What's up, man?
Well, Johnny Marks, holla at you, boy. Yeah. I mean, listen, it got off to a wonderful start Friday.
Yeah.
And then it looked like through much of that game Saturday that, you know, they're going to have a chance to take the first two in this series. And then everything just – I mean, they couldn't win that game Saturday. They must have lost it three times. Three different times Saturday. And then you almost knew Sunday what we feared would happen came to fruition. Yeah.
Yeah, it did. They were lifeless. That the Saturday night loss absolutely killed them. It transferred into Sunday. And you're right. Like I made the mistake of I was dealt two face cards in blackjack and the dealer was showing a six. I had already chalked that up as a win. That looked like a Phillies win on Saturday. It did, right? Like all the momentum coming off the first game. It's like Phillies are hot. Yeah. You know, we were talking about a statement series here, and they're playing great. And then theirs comes in literally one strike away. You know, he walks the first batter, and it's like, uh-oh. Like, that's trouble. You don't want to do that with two outs. Mm-hmm. And from there, it just snowballed. Here's why I think that this is a much bigger deal than some people will lead on to, right? Because I'll hear a lot of, it's only one series, they were one strike away from taking two of three, then we wouldn't be talking about this. Okay, if they won that game on Saturday night, you're right, we wouldn't be talking about it, but they didn't. And that's the point. And so what did we fear, and what have some of my worries been about this team this year? Well, that they don't have a reliable closer. Hector Neris, Jack, they don't. All right, Neris, again, he's not a good closer. And the fact that he has to keep going out there is he's not a good closer on a good team. And we want the Phillies to be a good team. Aaron Nola, the ace. Oh, I got a lot of direct messages and smart-ass comments after he had a complete game against the St. Louis Cardinals. Oh, is he an ace now? So I'll say to you, is he an ace now? Because when you need him the most, which is in a game like last night on national TV, he gives up four runs in the first inning.
Yeah.
Game over.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it, obviously you want him to come up bigger than what he did last night. It would have been nice to have that game. It's on national TV. No offense to all of our local coverage and right here on 94 WIP. I'm just saying outside of this area, the nation is watching that game last night. And like you said, it was pretty much over from the first inning. Right? Second inning, it was pretty much over after that. The Phillies looked lifeless after another McCutchen home run. And, man, there's no doubt in my mind that Saturday night loss bled into yesterday.
Yep.
It just did. And they have a day off today, and before they travel to
Washington,
man, I was going to say Toronto, which they aren't actually going to Toronto.
Buffalo.
It'd be Buffalo. But, yeah, they got another series they start up tomorrow. Be the first time they've seen the Nationals. I'm not ready to throw the towel in on this road trip just yet. I was afraid that they may lose two out of three versus Atlanta. Now, obviously, that was prior to the series starting. It doesn't mean I don't think they should have won two out of three the way those first two games sort of played itself out. But the Nationals, we'll see. Let's see what they look like. They could very easily win 2 out of 3 versus Washington. So this team is going to give us angst all year long. But there were some good things. McCutchen seems to be in that groove.
He's playing better, yeah.
That's great. Segura, I mean, my goodness. He can't get out.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, he's good. Unfortunately, Harper, he hasn't come. He
cooled off since he got hit with the ball.
Right. Now Reese is batting 7th in the lineup because it feels like he hasn't gotten a big hit in a couple weeks, right? Like, they can't win on the road. 5-11 on the road.
Yeah.
Aaron Nola, who... You know, listen, it's still a good pitcher. I'm not sitting here saying Aaron Nola isn't a great pitcher. His ERA is now up to 3.59, all right? Everybody told me after he had a great outing against St. Louis, oh, he's an ace. What do you think now, Marks? All right, this is what I think. This is a big game, and this has happened numerous times with Aaron Nola in the big situations when they need him the most. They needed him last night. They needed him last night. That was a bad loss. That was a statement game last night, and he couldn't get it. And here's the other thing that I worry about. He didn't have his stuff. He wasn't sharp. We all know that. But he threw 114 pitches in his previous start, and it was only 6 innings. When 114 pitches had 10 strikeouts in the game, so Aaron Nola, after having a long start, 114 pitches, then he doesn't have his stuff. So like the velocity looked okay, but the point is that he's not a workhorse. He can't throw 114 pitches because you know what's going to happen the next time out. True aces don't do what he did last night against a division rival. In the rubber game of a series, they needed that. This was a statement series. This was a series of, no, we play good at home, but we can go down and we can beat the Braves in Atlanta. They could not. 5-11 on the road. 5-11 on the road. And then let me talk about Deputy Double Shift for a second. Joe Girardi. I guess he just found out that they can do double shifts because, Jack, he's been doing it any chance he gets.
Yeah, we need an intervention for Joe Girardi.
Oh, my God. Like, can say he doesn't have to do double shifts. Does he know this?
No, he loves double switching.
Oh, my God. Even if it ends, you have Kingery in third base and Knapp at first base. Like, this is, unfortunately, with the Phillies, and this was, like, I remember the last time I got really mad about them was when the team looked lifeless, when they don't have good enough players. Bryce Harper's not good enough right now. This lineup's not good enough right now. Right? Like, Aaron Nola, good pitcher, not an ace. Reese Hoskins, eh. Right, like, they're not good enough. This team's not good enough, and it's frustrating. And their closer sucks. All right, can we get a different closer? Anybody but I'm done. I'm done. Neris, I'm out. I'm out on Hector the Protector, Jack. Hector the Lie Detector. No, no way. No, he's not good enough. You want him coming out there for a save? No. I know that it's just 3 games, but these were an important 3 games to show and really get an idea of what this team is. 1-4 straight, win Friday night, absolutely miserable loss on Saturday night, and then they come out with nothing last night. And their best pitcher, their best starting pitcher, who I don't even know if he's their best starting pitcher, they just didn't have it again.
He's not their best starting pitcher this year.
No, I guess he's not. Yeah. No, he's not their ace this year. So I guess you don't have to ask the question if he's the Phillies ace because he's not even the Phillies ace.
Well, I mean, I just mean he hasn't been the best pitcher this year. I think Aaron Nola will get stronger as we continue to go forward. I just think the team, the way that it's constructed, isn't good enough to sustain a high level of play for longer than 5-6 games. And that's what they pretty much have shown us. That they're going to go through these little lulls where they don't hit or they don't score runs. We obviously know that they've struggled to score or to struggle hitting with runners in scoring position. That's been an issue all year long. Left 15 on base again last night, right? Striking out has always been an issue with this team. 9 strikeouts last night. I don't know, man. Like, you have to – John, you're either going to have to – pick you a beverage that is going to be okay with you to just, you know, quench your thirst 5 times out of the week because this is the type of roller coaster ride we're going to be on with this team. Even when they win, it's going to be painful at times.
So are you discouraged from this weekend or was it just another 3 games? Obviously a bad loss on Saturday night.
I am not discouraged. I am not discouraged. I just am not. I see where they are. You know, if they go through – some sort of losing streak or bad play for 2 weeks, then I'll get concerned. But, you know, winning, when you're looking at it on a week-to-week basis, winning 4 to 5 games each week, they're going to be in a good position for the most part all year long. They're going to be right in the thick of this thing.
All right, we'll take phone calls. First segment, as we always do, 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. That's also the text line. You can text that number. End of the show, we do the text line. If it's a good text, it'll make the text line. Jack discouraged? I mean, you're Aaron Nola's an ace. Hector Neris is the closer. Everything's great. Everything's fine. Discouraged? Feeling good?
No, I'm out. It's like every time I need him to step up in a big spot, they always let me down. And like I was sitting there on Saturday night, and like I haven't been that into a baseball game since like the heyday, like 2010, 2011.
Yeah,
because it was just an awesome game, and like they get the lead, they have a 3-1 lead heading into the ninth, they blow it, they get the lead back, like they actually fought back. We have the big Maton double. I'm like, all right, cool, blow that lead. Then they get a 7-4 lead. And it's like, all right, we're good. Everything's fine. And then they blow it again. And I just knew, like, if they won last night, it would have been the most surprising win since the Eagles beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Like, there was just no shot they were going to win that game. And it's just every time I get my hopes up and I start believing in this team again, they always let me down. They always let me down. Aaron Nola always lets me down.
No, it's when you guys set unrealistic expectations. Now, I'm not saying winning yesterday was unrealistic. That's not what I'm saying. But to think they're going to go through this road series winning 2 out of every 3 games versus these teams, it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Doesn't look like it.
No.
215-592-9494. Let's take some phone calls here. Mike in Norristown. Mike, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Saturday was it was sad, but they beat themselves. They still got a good shot. This team ain't a World Series winning team. But they have a shot at winning the East. I think by next week they'll be in first place. They play the Nationals, Marlins, and Blue Jays. And I think that they win all 3 series. By next week they'll be 24-20 with a 2-game lead. So I'm not giving up on them. But what I am giving up on is Hallie Roseman. I had it with that little weasel, and I'm tired of it.
Wow. Seamless transition into Howie there. Anything new happen, or is this just old?
Yeah, he picked up another broken-down running back instead of getting a cornerback. They got Kerryon Johnson for, what, $2 million and change. But that money, they could have went out and got Josh Norman, who's out there, play on the opposite side of the slate. Why didn't he do that?
Nah, you don't want Josh Norman, man.
You don't think so?
Nah.
All right. Like, by the way, I'm sorry. Like, on Friday, I didn't understand your question at the end with the Devontae Smith thing when I said the Ertz was going to have a comeback year. I think that Devontae Smith's going to have 1,000-yard receiving, and I think Zach Ertz will have about 8 red zone touchdowns.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Zach Ertz would be happy about that.
Yeah, Zach Ertz got to be on the team first before he catches 8 touchdowns. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's on the team and everything will be fine and he'll help Jalen Hurts and young quarterback and all have a bounce back year. I don't know. I mean, I guess he could be on the team the way the Eagles are acting.
Well, I mean, in all reality, it's Zach who was pushing the envelope to be out. It wasn't the Eagles looking to get rid of Zach.
No.
So this is always boiled down to whether or not Zach would be a team player being here. And my thing is always – my contention has always been, if he doesn't want to be here, then you should let him go. Now, if he's willing to be here and play a role on the team and be a good soldier, then
– why not?
Yeah, I mean, if he's willing to do it. I mean, it's costing you $8 million.
So, Ike, at this point...
The problem was Zach wanted a new deal or wanted to be traded.
At this point, let's just say for the sake of argument, the Eagles were to release him because it's pretty clear no one's trading for him or anything of any type of value right now.
Right.
Right? Like, is he getting $8 million on the open market? Isn't he almost better at this point to come back and have a good year and then sign elsewhere to someone maybe wants to be like, all right, yeah, we'll give him a 2-year contract for $12 million or something like that. I mean, right now, I don't know what's available for him on the open market to where he's going to get.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, neither do I. But if there's a team out there that's waiting on him, his agent would know that.
Yeah, you're right.
His agent would know that if there's a team out there waiting for him to be released to give him a new deal. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't. Yeah, if that's obvious. If his agent feels there's nothing out there and the Eagles aren't asking him to take a pay cut, he's going to make $8 million this year, then he's not going to walk away from $8 million. He'll come back and make $8
million. $8 million, yeah. That's not a bad consolation
prize.
He's
not going to walk away from it.
All right, are you discouraged after this weekend with the Phillies, or was it just a bad weekend? I am discouraged, so discouraged, so discouraged, especially after Friday night. Then you're rolling the Saturday looking good. Have the lead. Neris comes in, 2 outs. But it's just, oh man, it was perfect. It was setting up perfectly. They got their 2 of 3. And then I'm already thinking about Monday. Oh, well, you know, maybe they can get the sweep, but come in on Monday, 1, 2, or 3, prove that they can beat good teams on the road, go to Washington.
They won 6 straight?
Yeah, 1-6 straight. You know, go to Washington, win 2 of 3, and then just like that, boom, just like that. Only need one more strike in the ninth inning. Neris sucks. I'm so sick of him. I'm so sick of Neris. Like, get Coonrod in there at this point. You can't keep trotting him out there. It's just, even when he gets saves, he's putting a couple people on base.
Yeah, but Coonrod's not going to be good enough to be out there longer than 2 weeks.
Well, you may not be, wrong.
So what difference does it make?
I guess it doesn't make much of a difference. Andrew and Jamison. Andrew, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Yo.
What's up, Andrew?
This is just compound at this point, but I'll keep this story short. Remember the kid that was shown before the Hoskins home run with the rally cap on ESPN?
No.
No.
Oh, well, that was me 5 feet from his callback home run, and now this weekend it's really putting a hole in my
So it's your fault, you're saying? You're saying it's your fault?
Oh, no. I
blame you. Hold on a second. You had a rally hat on.
I'm like, yeah, I'm confused.
You get shown by ESPN. Hoskins hits the home run that gets called back. Is that right?
Yeah, it's just disappointing.
Is this from last week?
Just wanted to tell us that he was on ESPN.
I'm like, what the hell?
No, but I don't get it. I knew
against the Mets.
That game yesterday. The day before, it just felt right that the bullpen comes in and blows it. It's the same team, new year.
Yeah. All right, Andrew, appreciate it.
Oh, what a downer.
Yeah, I did.
Man.
They did win 4 games after that Mets series, right?
Hey, man, swept Milwaukee.
They swept Milwaukee. We were feeling good. Meanwhile, the Mets have won 5 straight. No longer, right? Because you said this is the first-place team. Joe Girardi, give them credit. They're in first place. They're not in first place anymore.
Nope.
So I don't want to be giving Joe Girardi any credit.
Okay.
Even though last night I felt like that, I know some people were critical of him because he pulled null after 58 pitches for fourth innings. I mean, at that point I thought like, well, he doesn't have it tonight. I'm not going to leave him out there to give up a couple more runs. Get him out now. I mean, clearly threw 114 pitches the start before. He didn't have his stuff. He wasn't sharp. Wasn't hitting the spots. So, I mean, that's the problem is that with Aaron Nola is a good pitcher. But in the big spots, in big situations where you're on the road, national TV, bad loss the night before, that's where Aaron Nola needs to come out and have the 7-8 inning, 1-2 runs, that's it, get the win. Instead, he gave up 4 runs in the first inning. Let's go to Kyle in Morristown. Kyle, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, what's up, John? What's up, Mike? What's up, Jack?
All right.
You guys kind of hit the nail on the head earlier when you were saying, like, I'm not out on this team, but they kind of drive me crazy with the fact that they'll get my hopes up, and then right away they're dashed in, like, the next series. And I was talking to Jack before I came on here that I know this isn't the end-all, be-all, but when this team trails after 6 innings, they've only won 2 of those games this year. And one of them was a fluky win where the Mets made, like, 2 errors in the same inning early on. Season. Mm-hmm. It's essentially like if this team goes down early and if they go down by 4 runs like they did to the Braves last night, you almost know that the game's over because they can't clutch hit. Whether it be in the first inning or the 7th inning, they can't get hits with men in scoring position, and it's killing them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. Like, did anybody feel like that they were coming back last night? Anybody watching that game? No, it was a wrap, and you knew it. You knew it was a wrap. They were, and like Ike said it earlier, and he's right. Like, that was a carryover effect of a really, really tough loss the night before. It was. I was up past midnight. I couldn't go to sleep afterwards. It still affected me today. Like, I'm still tired.
Yeah, well, you certainly are still fired up from it. That's for sure.
it's just a loss where that Saturday night loss to Atlanta, it's almost like you're poking the sleeping giant, man. Like, they were sleepwalking in that series. They seemed like they were dead in the water. All of a sudden, they win that. They come out and they blow the Phillies out last night. And, like, maybe that's going to spark them their season a little bit now, and the Phillies are the culprits for it.
Freddie woke up over the weekend, woke up on Saturday and last night.
Yep.
I mean, who didn't see Freeman waking up in the Phillies?
Kyle, appreciate it. I was watching and listening on Friday night, and Franzen was kind of saying the same thing. Like, you're holding your breath, waiting to see how long Freeman stays in this slump and didn't last.
No, it's coming sooner or later. Yeah, you know it.
Oh, and he's the Mother's Day, and he's got his wife in the stands, and hits a home run for
him. Calls a shot.
Yes, I know. Jesus.
And like, freaking Sandoval, who sucks, right?
Again.
And JT, who, like, JT cannot call a good game to save his life. calling for a fastball there when he could chase a splitter out of the zone. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, I
well, heard, he don't JT.
Well, because like it's Pablo Sandoval will swing at anything outside the zone. You don't even put a fastball near the zone, and JT's like, you know what, this is a good idea. Let's call a fastball here when a splitter gets the job done, and we're talking about a good Phillies team today.
And he whacked it.
Well, how come Nola didn't shake him off?
This was Neris and
this was Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Could have been the game. Yeah. I mean, Sandoval has 4 pinch hit home runs this year, 2 against the Phillies. Unbelievable. 215-592-94.
Turning back the clock.
Yeah.
It's 2010 all over again.
It's unbelievable. When he did it the first time against the Phillies, I thought, well, he's never going to do that again. That's like the luckiest thing ever. And he did it again. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls. Takeaways from the Phillies over the weekend. Are you discouraged or just a tough weekend? Relax. Also, coming up at 245, we have some post-NFL draft power rankings. We know we love power rankings on this show.
Awesome.
Mark Sunrise on 94WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.